Ron Harper Jr. scored 15 points, including two free throws with 2 seconds left as Rutgers held on to beat Iowa 48-46. Harper was fouled by Keegan Murray as he tried to find his way through the Hawkeyes' perimeter defense. After his free throws and a timeout, Connor McCaffrey threw a long inbound pass to Murray, who had to make the catch in a crowd, but his three-point shot fell short. Murray finished with 13 points and 13 rebounds, but was 5 of 14 from the field. Patrick McCaffrey was 4 of 12 from the floor and finished up with 11 points. Alex O'Connell scored a career-high 28 points on 6 of 9 shooting and grabbed 7 rebounds, and Creighton beat St. John's 87-64. The Blue Jays scored a season-high 49 points before halftime. Keon Ellis made 2 free throws with 5 seconds left, and Alabama survived a late comeback bid by number 13 LSU to win 70-67 Wednesday night, snap a 3-game skid. LSU trailed by 8 points with 1:08 remaining, but Alabama missed 4 straight free throws, and Brandon Murray made a 3-pointer with 8 seconds left to cut the Crimson Tide's lead to 68-67. Jaden Shackelford led the Crimson Tide with 26 points on it. Javon Quinterly scored 17. Rest of that top 25 college basketball scoreboard, it was number 2 Auburn over Georgia 83-60. Marquette knocked off number 11 Villanova 57-54. 12th ranked Kentucky took care of Texas A&M 64-58. It was Alabama again over number 13 LSU 70-67. And 20th ranked Xavier defeated DePaul 68-67. Other men's scores, Bradley beat Drake 83-71. It was Valparaiso over Northern Iowa 83-80. And Oklahoma State to slip past at TCU by a final of 57-56. Deanna Gaston scored 14 points, number 15 at Texas, and knocked off 7th-ranked Iowa State 66-48. The Cyclones were missing sisters Aubrey and Ashley Jones due to Big 12 health and safety protocols. Ashley Jones leads Iowa State in scoring and rebounding at 23.3 points per game and 9.5 rebounds per game. Audrey contributes 9.4 points per game and 6.9 rebounds per game. The loss drops Iowa State to 16-2 overall, 5-1 in the conference. They shot 28% from the floor. Other top 25 college women's basketball scores, it was number 14 Oklahoma over West Virginia 88-76, 15th ranked Baylor down Oklahoma State 67-249, and number 24 Florida Gulf Coast defeated Stetson 78-41. The NFL filed a motion asking a Nevada court to dismiss former Raiders coach John Gruden's lawsuit against the league, saying the accusations the NFL leaked Gruden's old offensive emails are baseless and should be dismissed for failure to state a single viable cause of action. Gruden had claimed a malicious and orchestrated campaign was used by the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell to destroy Gruden's career by leaking old emails. TV ratings for the NFL's wildcard round increased 21% over the last year, despite most of the games not being in doubt going into the fourth quarter. The 6 games averaged 30.5 million viewers, making it the second highest average for the postseason opening weekend over the past 6 seasons. NBA scoreboard, it was Philadelphia over Orlando, 123-110. Brooklyn slipped by Washington, 119-118. Charlotte defeated Boston, 111-102. Atlanta knocked off Minnesota, 134-122. It was Chicago beating Cleveland, 117-104. Milwaukee downed Memphis, 126-114. It was San Antonio all over Oklahoma City, 118-96. It was Dallas edging by Toronto, 102-98. Houston topped Utah, 116-111. And Miami outscored Portland, 104-92. We do have some high school basketball for you tonight. Carroll girls travel down to Harlan. Tyler Bruner will have the broadcast of the varsity game around 7 o'clock, 7:30 on Kick 106.7. Peyton Sherdan entertains the Arweva Rockets. I'll have that doubleheader for everybody on 93.7 KKRL. Pregame coverage for that one will get underway between 5:45 and 5:50. Rest of the area basketball schedule as the Glidden-Ralston boys hosting Exiro Quinn Kimbleton. South Central Calhoun plays up in Lake City tonight as they entertain Alta Aurelia. It'll be ESAC home to Maple Valley Antonoto Charter Oak Ute. Coon Rapids Baird goes to Woodbine and Audubon travels to Tri-Center. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting. Don't forget, St. Anthony Regional Hospital encourages local athletes to play it safe. Let the experts at St. Anthony Rehabilitation Services provide a free evaluation of sports injuries and offer advice on athletic training and injury prevention. Congratulations goes out to this week's Student Athletes of the Week. They are from the Carroll Tigers, Elise Dirks and Sienna Ergerin from the wrestling team, and Sam Jansen from the boys' swim team. And for the Kemper Knights, Hayden Stout from the wrestling team, and for Annie Glenn from the girls' basketball team. And that's sports. Jeff Blankman reporting.